Iowa Board of Regents votes to curtail day in state universities. By Paul Bois on November 20, 2023. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, took a hit in Iowa when the state's Board of Regents voted to curtail the practice in its university system. In June, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill establishing a Board of Regents commission to review Iowa's day activities and recommend necessary changes, according to National Review. After meeting over the summer, the board recently approved 10 recommendations that would essentially reverse the day phenomenon in universities. The recommendations include eliminating university-wide day functions that are not necessary for compliance or accreditation and reviewing all college, department, or unit-level day positions to determine whether day-specific job responsibilities are necessary for compliance, accreditation, or student and employee support services. It also calls for the review and possible elimination of services provided by offices currently supporting diversity or multicultural affairs in other divisions of the university to ensure they are available to all students, per the National Review. Notably, the steps the Board of Regents have adopted also include ensuring that employees, students, applicants, and campus visitors are not required to submit day statements or be evaluated based on participation in day initiatives unless the position is one required for day-related compliance or accreditation. The new rules also prohibit Iowa's public universities from requiring that employees, students, applicants, or campus visitors provide their preferred pronouns. The cause of day suffered a major setback in 2023 when the Supreme Court voted to overturn affirmative action, racial preferences, in college admissions. As Breitbart News reported, while the 14th Amendment applies only to state governments, which includes state and local public universities, Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 also extends racial discrimination to institutions that accept federal tax money, such as in grants and tuition aid. That applies to almost every private university. Students for Fair Admission filed a number of lawsuits against public and private schools. The Supreme Court eventually took two of them: a challenge to the admissions policy of the University of North Carolina, UNC, under the 14th Amendment, and a challenge to Harvard's policy under Title V. The Supreme Court held 6-3 that UNC's policy is unconstitutional and held the same regarding Harvard's policy by a 6-2 vote. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson recused herself from the Harvard case. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion, joined by all the conservative and moderate justices. Former President Donald Trump's Supreme Court appointees, Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett, voted with the majority. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.